With the NFL playoffs now in full swing, Packers fans are left to reflect on a season that might have been. With star quarterback Aaron Rodgers missing a lot of games this year with a broken collarbone, the team finished with a losing record and missed the playoffs for the first time since 2008. But our WPR colleague and Packers fan Brad Kohlberg found a way to cope with his disappointment. He dusted off a 30-year-old Nintendo video game. He recently sat down with producer Chris Molina to explain how an update to Nintendo's classic video game, Tecmo Super Bowl, helped him rewrite the Packers' 2017 season.
What you are about to hear may be too sensitive for some Green Bay Packer fans. Listener discretion advised.
Pass rush coming, and Rodgers is hurt. He took a big hit at the end of that play just as he got it out, and it looked like he might have landed on that right shoulder.
Yeah, Troy, he landed on his right shoulder.
What are you thinking in that moment?
Well, first, I'm thinking, that's a late hit.
Well, I partly expected to see a flag at the end of this play because when he lets it go, you could argue that he was driven, into the turf.
So he's helped off the field. They put him in the little blue, injury tent. And a few moments later, next thing we see, he's out of the tent and on a cart. Backup QB Brent Hundley, who we become much more acquainted with in the coming weeks, tries to give him a high five as he pulls away, and Rodgers has to reach out with his left hand to oblige. And so, season's over, right?
But now you got Brett Hundley coming in.
At what level of sadness or denial are you at right now?
I am crushed. There's so much wrapped up in Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback.
Right.
He's like the whole team, So without him, who knows?
Up on the roof.
Aaron Rodgers has broken his collarbone.
Wow, this is a huge blow for Green Bay.
It's huge. Okay. It's huge.
But I'm good now. 13 screws later, and here I am.
As far as the quarterback position, Brett Hundley's my quarterback.
When this old world starts getting me down, and
the Packers
are just too much for me to face.
So Aaron Rodgers, he breaks his collarbone. What's the outlook for the team, and what's your own personal outlook at this point?
Well, at that point, I figure, Hundley will play better next week. I mean, the guy's been in the system for 3 years. Mike McCarthy, the head coach, has a history of developing quarterbacks into solid players. So I figure, all right, he'll get his feet under him. But then, Packers lose to the Saints. Hundley looks really bad. And then they lose to the Lions, the Ravens, the Steelers.
Brent Hundley plays okay. He plays passable. He gets to a point where, the season isn't a total wash yet. All of a sudden,
news that Packers fans have been waiting for finally hit on Tuesday night as quarterback Aaron Rodgers announced on his Instagram that he's medically cleared to return to the field in Week 15 against the Panthers.
What happens next?
So I figured we got this. With Rodgers back, we can beat the Panthers, Vikings, Lions, and squeak into the playoffs. He's coming back to save this team.
I'm not coming back to save this team. I'm coming back to play quarterback the way I know how to play it, and hopefully we all raise the level of our play collectively and find a way to win these three games.
I'm back.
Yeah, so how did that work out?
Not great. Rodgers throws three touchdowns, but he also throws three interceptions. Defense is really bad. Packers lose. By the end of the weekend, we're eliminated from the playoffs. Rodgers is placed back on injured reserve. Huntley's back in there for the final two games, which I can't bear to watch. Defensive, offensive coordinators, and general manager, all gone.
And how did you cope with that?
Well, when the going gets tough, the tough play Tecmo Super Bowl.
I'm a little familiar with Tecmo Super Bowl. I've got a couple of seasons under my belt. Now, I want to ask you, why not fire up, the latest version of Madden NFL football, which has all the current players in it, as opposed to what you did, which was turning to a nearly 30-year-old football video game.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because my video game skills are nearly 30 years old.
They haven't improved in 30 years.
No. I mean, as soon as video game consoles had more than two buttons, I was out.
And as far as I understand, with Tecmo Super Bowl, you've got about 8 plays to choose from versus Madden, where you have approximately 3,000 plays to choose from.
Right. So it's a little easier to wrap your head around, yeah.
And this isn't the same version, per se, as the one that, you know, maybe you or I remember from our childhoods. This is an updated version of Tecmo
right.
Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, so we cut our teeth on the original version released for Nintendo back in 1991. It might be the biggest sports video game of all time. It was the first to have real teams, real rosters, real schedules. The thing is, it had, like, grossly exaggerated skill sets.
And we're talking about, like, Bo Jackson, right?
That's case in point. Bo Jackson was ridiculous. I used to play with the Raiders and gain almost 1,000 yards rushing in a single game with Bo Jackson.
I mean, you could run from one end zone to the other end zone, back to the original end zone,
yeah.
and then back again. And that was just a normal game of Tecmo Super Bowl with the Raiders.
Yeah, he couldn't be caught.
Ready, down, put.
But now it's the 21st century, and you know, most of the game's fans are approaching 40 years old. So someone has figured out how to digitize all these old games. So basically, there's no more blowing into cartridges. Tecmo Super Bowl and all your other favorites can now be played right on your computer. So with Google, loose ethics, and a little elbow grease, you can relive your childhood too.
So what do you mean when you say loose ethics? Is this not a totally on the up and up thing?
I would say the Tecmo folks have not officially endorsed the updated game. You know, with this cracking of the code and converting these cartridges into files, now they can get in there and update all the player stats. So now it's current rosters, updated team logos, expansion teams, and they've even tweaked individual players so Aaron Rodgers plays like Aaron Rodgers and not like Don Majkowski.
Oh, the Magic Man.
He's a magic man.
So you've got a clean slate here. You've got the new players. Everybody is healthy. You've got the team. What do you do first with this?
I go back and play the Vikings game. You know, the real-life Packers were 4-1 at that point. It was looking good. We were one of the favorites to make it to the Super Bowl.
So how did that game go, and did you get a better results?
Oh, yeah. Packers win. Rodgers is healthy. That's more like it.
So let's talk about the rest of the season then, because you wanted to see where the 2017 season that could and went wrong, where it could actually go. How did the rest of the season play out for you?
Yeah, so with great power comes great responsibility, right? And so I decided, all right, I'm going to go back and start from the beginning. I'm going to keep Rodgers out of surgery and lead the Packers to the promised land.
And did you?
Of course. Packers go 12-4. And I earn a first-round playoff bye.
And so it sounds like you're pretty good at this football game. Is that a fair assessment?
I don't know. I mean, either that or the game's easy.
I don't know.
But either way, I'm feeling great at this point.
Okay, so let's take it to the Super Bowl. Let's take it to Minneapolis. I'm assuming you made it there based on your success. Talk about the big game and how it went.
Yeah, so it was Packers versus Patriots.
Which, in this season, had the Packers stayed healthy, had Aaron Rodgers stayed healthy.
Oh, sure.
This is a likely scenario.
Sure, that is a very likely real-life matchup mm-hmm. if Rodgers stays healthy. So it's Tecmo Rodgers against Tecmo Brady for the Tecmo Super Bowl. It's an epic Tecmo matchup.
All right, Brad, so you're in the big game. You're rewriting history here with your virtual team. You've developed a bit of a God complex along the way.
Yeah.
How did Aaron Rodgers perform?
Packers win.
What kind of euphoria were you feeling at the end of this game?
I was feeling great. I mean, it wasn't like a real-life Super Bowl celebration or anything, but I did a little dance in my basement in front of the TV.
Did you open up a Gatorade and pour it over your head? Because if you didn't, you probably should have. I mean, what did you learn throughout this whole process about yourself or about fandom or about the Packers?
Yeah, I learned, first of all, that I should probably be considered for the real-life defensive coordinator position with the Packers. And I haven't even gotten a call. I mean, there's been a vacancy at defensive coordinator. I have not heard from the Packers.
Now, Brad, I'm a fan of a football team that's not the Packers and a team that's also not very good. I don't need to tell you which one it is. However, I will say I've been trying to cope since the year 1985.
The Bears.
Thank you. Do you think I should follow your lead here? Do you think that this is something that I could recreate at home as well?
Absolutely. You can just sort of rewrite the season.
So are you going to put Tecmo on hold for a while? Or are you going full out, you know, 30-year dynasty mode right now and keep moving forward?
I will say that I will be on the lookout for next year's updated version of Tecmo, just in case. I mean, Rodgers will be back healthy. The Packers will probably be on the short list of teams for playoffs and the Super Bowl. But as we saw this year, things can go south in a hurry. And so I'll have Tecmo waiting for me, just in case.
And what other wrongs could be fixed by video games, or you wish could be fixed by something like this?
Well, I mean, if the Tecmo folks are listening, maybe they could hook me up with, like, Tecmo Super Rewrite the Sopranos or Seinfeld series finales.
That was our WPR colleagues Brad Kohlberg and Chris Molina talking about video game therapy for a losing season for the Packers.